What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Sports Junkies on Labor Day. Toby Altizer sitting in for the guys today. They'll be back tomorrow. Let's get into the NFL. Take a look at the league as a whole. How many teams are there in each conference that are legit Super Bowl contenders? How many teams are there that we think, okay, we wouldn't be surprised if they're hoisting the Lombardi at the end of the year? Because I came up with a list. I went through each division, kind of went through. We'll do some predictions maybe at the end of the hour. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, comes up at 8:30. We'll get his thoughts on the NFL season and maybe some things you could take advantage of on the betting markets. But true Super Bowl contenders, I think, is interesting because there are teams that are going to make the playoffs that, I don't know, I don't necessarily think are... There, and anybody that gets in, anything can happen, right? We saw the Green Bay Packers years ago with Aaron Rodgers, where I think they were the last team into the playoffs, go on a run. We've seen the Giants do it a couple of times. So anything can happen. But realistically, going into the season, who were the teams that are the true Super Bowl contenders? So let's start in the NFC, because I think there are more teams in the NFC you can see winning the Super Bowl than there are in the AFC. So let's start in the NFC East. I think it's pretty obvious. The defending Super Bowl champions, obviously, Super Bowl contenders, probably, I don't know, Super Bowl favorites. I know the odds don't necessarily say that. I think that, let me look exactly what the Super Bowl odds are. But I think that the top team right now would be Baltimore, potentially. Yeah, Baltimore is at plus 700 on FanDuel. Buffalo's at plus 750 with the Eagles. So yeah, there you go. Top three teams would be Baltimore, Buffalo, Philadelphia. But Philadelphia is obviously a true Super Bowl contender. I'm interested to see when they have to replace Kellen Moore, how does the offense look? Are you able to just get back rolling again? Because remember last time they had to replace Shane Steichen and they replaced him with Brian Johnson, and that didn't go so hot. Right? They struggled against the blitz. They struggled with all sorts of things. But eventually they got Kellen Moore and they got things figured out. Are they going to be able to get that offense rolling again after losing Kellen Moore? That'll be something interesting to watch, but I think they'll just be fine. They're going to run the ball with Saquon. Now, one thing that's interesting is so many people talk about after that kind of a workload for Saquon to go and run the ball as much as he did, 2,000 yards, all those things. Can you expect that kind of a season again from Saquon? And I know some people look at it and say, well, there's so much injury risk and all these things. And specifically, I know we've had this conversation plenty around the office just talking about fantasy. You know, if you have the first couple of picks, are you taking Bijan Robinson? Are you taking Jahmyr Gibbs? Are you taking even Justin Jefferson? Are you taking those guys ahead of Saquon? And I've seen Saquon do it. And if there were a guy that could just do it again, maybe not to the same level. I mean, the season that he had last year was unreal. But could you see, if you could pick any running back to do it again, who would it be? Saquon, right? I mean, 345 carries last year for 2,005 yards, 5.8 a pop with 13 touchdowns. You know, maybe they try to dial it back just a little bit. But regardless, I think he can be fine. I'm interested to see exactly what they do. The interesting part about this is Jalen Hurts really didn't do a whole lot last season. Only 2,900 yards passing. Only missed a couple of games. 18 touchdowns to 5 picks. Maybe they get a little more, bit more through the air. A.J. Brown barely eclipsing 1,000, 1,079. But yeah, I think that they're obviously 100% Super Bowl contenders. Also in the NFC East, we'll spend plenty more time in the 9 o'clock hour. Just spent the whole 7 o'clock hour on them. Washington Commanders. Obviously a Super Bowl contender. They're one game away from it last season. Don't think we need to spend a whole lot of time there. Neither of the other teams in the NFC East are true Super Bowl contenders. I think Dallas could maybe play a little bit better than people are expecting. Maybe sneak into the playoffs as a wild card team. The interesting part about this, and I think at the end of the hour we're going to do our division by division predictions and who's going to win. If we've learned anything about the NFC East, it's that the team that won the previous year is not going to win it again. So that disqualifies the Philadelphia Eagles. And to me,
I don't. It's hard to go by that, my man. I hear what
it's
you're
only
saying.
It's only happened for 20 plus years.
And what was the last team to do it?
Philadelphia.
There you go.
But it's only happened for, you know, 20 years.
And I know, but they just years, won the Super Bowl, man. It's hard to bet against them.
Last time they won.
I ain't no fan of them, but like.
Were they the division winner the last time they won the Super Bowl? The next year they didn't win it that year. Like, it's gone on with teams being really, really good where you're like, no, there's no way that the Cowboys don't go back.
It's a different setup this time, but sure. Okay.
But that being said, I don't think anyone thinks the Giants are winning the division. So that means that if we're sticking with that, Chris obviously does not agree. But that would mean Washington or Dallas don't win the division.
I find that is more as like a statistical anomaly kind of stat than something that you can really be like, oh, this always happens. You know, I don't know.
I mean, it's always happened for 20 years. So we'll
see.
Sure,
but it's like how the AFC lost the Super Bowl so many years in a row. It doesn't mean the AFC didn't have Super Bowl contender teams. Like, I don't know. I find that hard to, I don't know. I used to hate that, by the way.
Look, I understand your point. But
it's not something you can base this season's predictions off of just because it's happened in the past. 20 years ago, you're talking about completely different teams, different coaches, all this stuff.
I'm just saying, year by year, even years where teams were really, really good, the next season, they don't win the division. It doesn't make any sense because you're right. How could you pick against Philadelphia to win the NFC East? I wouldn't.
That's real tough right now. Yeah.
I wouldn't, except for the fact that nobody ever repeats in the NFC East for whatever reason since the early 2000s when the Eagles did it.
But that streak's going to be broken. Don't you think this would be a perfect year for that streak to be broken?
No, I don't want it to be broken.
I want it to be Philadelphia. Imagine what you want to have happen.
I want Washington to win the division this year and then break it next year.
I want to win the next 5 Super Bowls, but I'm just talking about what we're expecting to happen.
But regardless, in the NFC East, I think you got two real Super Bowl contenders, and it's not the Giants or the Cowboys. I think Eagles and Commanders would be considered real Super Bowl contenders. NFC North, Green Bay, I think, was being slept on before they traded for Micah Parsons. Now everyone seems to be awake. I think Green Bay is the best team in that division now that they got Micah Parsons. Detroit loses both their coordinators, and people are just thinking that they're going to, if Ben Johnson is as much of a whiz kid as everyone talks him up to be, then losing him shouldn't just be a nothing burger for Detroit.
Yeah,
right?
I don't. Detroit, though, they definitely have that, you know, Knicks man up and whatever mentality.
We
and
hope.
They got Hutchinson back, too, and that's a big deal for
you
them.
You can hope that they have that right mentality of next man up, but it,
sure.
the reality, the reason you were behind the guy before is because the other guy was better, right? Like, that's kind of how it works, where they might lose Ben Johnson. We saw this happen with the Eagles, right? When they lost Steichen and Gannon, that next year, they weren't as good. Now, not to say that they were bad, but they just weren't as good. They weren't as efficient. Their offense wasn't clicking as well. Their defense struggled. Like, you have to find a way to, like, it sucks when you lose your coordinators. It's just a process of being good. But to me, like, you can't just expect Detroit to be right back to where they've been.
I think, sure. I mean, and they may not have, you know, like 2 or 3 losses again this season. But I still think when you're talking about who's going to win the division, they have a lot of questions that need to be answered. that the preseason doesn't give us any insight into. So there, I think we just got to wait a few weeks to really see what Detroit looks like, because we don't really know yet.
Yeah, 100%.
Makes it hard to say. I mean, Green Bay looks good, don't get me wrong, but it's hard to count Detroit out just yet, I think.
Yeah, so no, I'm not counting them out. They would still count to me as a real Super Bowl contender. So they would be 3-4 with Green Bay and Detroit. The interesting part here, there's a 14-team win in this division, and it's neither of the ones that we just mentioned. It's Minnesota. And I don't have them marked down as a real Super Bowl contender. I just don't. J.J. McCarthy is going to go and be that good right away that they're able to win a Super Bowl? I don't see it. I think that the defense is spectacular. Yeah,
after the season Jaden had last year, J.J. McCarthy comes in and wins the Super Bowl, I'm going to be ticked off, man.
Yeah.
I'll be like, for real? Yeah.
I mean, he's got great weapons. Once they get Addison back, they've got really, really good weapons. Their run game's interesting with Jordan Mason and with Aaron Jones. So they're intriguing. Their defense is going to be their calling card. It was last year. But I just don't see it happening with J.J. McCarthy. So could they make a run again? Sure, but I could also very well see them finishing below 500 and not even having that bad of a season in terms of, you know, J.J. McCarthy showing some growth. But you go from a guy in Sam Darnold who, frankly, I still don't think was great, but I believe in Kevin O'Connell. So, I don't know, I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth there, but I could see them making the playoffs but not being a real Super Bowl contender because I just don't believe in J.J. McCarthy right away. I wasn't big on McCarthy coming out in the draft, but then he went to Kevin O'Connell's offense, and I'm like, okay, maybe they can figure things out. And I'll still believe that, but not in his first year as a starter. And the Bears, to me, there's still a lot of wait and see there. I'm interested with Caleb Williams in Ben Johnson's offense. I think they're going to be fun to watch this season, but I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl right away. NFC South, I don't think we need to spend much time here. Falcons, eh. You know, I think they could be a playoff team, but I don't see them as a real Super Bowl contender. Carolina, no. Obviously, New Orleans, probably the worst team in the league. Tampa's interesting. Is Tampa a real Super Bowl contender? I'm going to say no, but they're right in that next group. They're right in that next group.
Where it's all on how well Baker plays, I feel. You know, if he can really notch it up even one more level, it's hard to say they're not, but I don't know. It's hard to predict him again.
They're right in that next group where if they were to win the Super Bowl, you wouldn't be like floored,
yeah,
but it would be a little bit surprising.
No, but if they snuck in as a wild card or something, you wouldn't be like, man, that was unheard of, you know.
Yeah, because I even just think back to last season. If they would have beat Washington, I don't think they're beating Detroit. I would have been a little bit shocking for them to go through, yeah, kind of like Washington did. They're definitely, to me, not beating Philadelphia. But, you know, would it be shocking if they're able to get on a little bit of a run and maybe get there? I just don't view them as a real Super Bowl contender, but I think that they're a really good football team. NFC West. Here's an interesting one. San Francisco 49ers. I don't think they are. I just don't. They weren't good last season. I don't think that...
Without Debo.
Yeah, without Debo. Brandon Ayuk is going to miss the first couple weeks of the season. I think out at least through week 6, potentially coming back week 7. Ricky Pearsall is their top wide receiver right now, first round pick, so we'll see if he can step into that role and play well.
In theory, a healthy Christian McCaffrey, though.
So. Yeah, well, potentially. I mean, injuries have been a major part of his career, so say if he stays healthy. They're already getting banged up, though, at different positions. Wide receiver is one of them, right? And George Kittle's going to have to be a big part of it. Maybe they have a step forward in defense, but we're talking about question marks at their skill positions on offense with a quarterback who is very dependent on those skill positions. I like Brock Purdy. Yeah. I think he's kind of perfect for what Kyle Shanahan tries to do, similar to what I used to think was a perfect match with Mike McDaniel and Tua, but neither of those guys necessarily elevate things. They kind of just run exactly what you draw them up. So they're kind of as good as the weapons and the play caller.
And right now the weapons around him. Yeah, exactly.
The weapons are lacking, yeah, right? The play caller, I think, is still fine. It's just the weapons aren't dynamic. They need dynamic weapons to go make the play for them versus, you know, other quarterbacks will be able to make the play for their playmaker. They need the playmaker to make the play for the quarterback. Not necessarily saying that Brock Purdy's bad or anything, but he's not going to wow you with anything. He's more so just a processor, go out there, run the offense, and that can win you some games.
He'll do what you tell you to, what you tell him to do, but he's not going to just break out the box and come up with some wild play and win on some wild, you know, run or whatever. Exactly.
You have to be able to get outside that box, like you were saying, a little bit to win sometimes once it gets into the playoffs. I just don't see that happening. Yeah. So for them, no. The interesting one here is the Rams. Matthew Stafford with the back injury. If he's healthy, they absolutely could, because they probably should have beat Philadelphia last year in the playoffs. And by the way, if they beat Philadelphia and Washington had to go out to L.A. for the NFC Championship game,
man.
I think we're looking at a totally different result and potentially a Lombardi being paraded down.
Who knows, man? I don't know.
I hate
the Chiefs. Look, man,
I don't want to do that.
Philly made the Chiefs look bad, but let's not pretend the Chiefs were a pushover in the Super Bowl. You know, just because of that one appearance.
But still, I could have been totally different. Could have been totally different. But regardless, I think the Rams have to be considered a real Super Bowl contender. So for me in the NFC, Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Lions, Rams, so that's five. AFC is not going to take as long because to me there's only, I only have three. So AFC East, easy. Buffalo Bills, don't think we need to spend much time there. Josh Allen, MVP. They've got a good defense. I think it's going to improve off of last year. More weapons on offense. Yeah, they're going to be fine. AFC North, Baltimore, no question. One of the best teams in the league. Probably the best team in the league. It's just about getting over the hump there and winning. The interesting one here, there's actually two. The Browns obviously are not. Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers. That defense is going to have to be really, really good.
Doc believes in them. I'm not sure I do, man. I don't know.
They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be.
Sure, but I don't
necessarily view them as a real Super Bowl contender, but I could see them.
Aaron Rodgers does not have the movement he used to, and that was a big part of his game. And I just, him being immobile, you can only go so far with that.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? I mean, I can still read a defense and all that stuff, but you can only go so far, I think, with someone that just cannot move the way. Especially a guy that used to, you know.
You can look at last year for Aaron Rodgers and look at it however you want to look. If you're pro Rodgers, you can look at it and say, look at the stats. It wasn't that bad. You can also, on the other side, go, that's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not that good anymore. So you can kind of see what you want to see there. The interesting team, the most interesting team maybe in the entire AFC, in my opinion, is Cincinnati. And I don't have them as a legit Super Bowl contender. Their offense might be the best in the league. But listen to this starting defense. According to ESPN's depth chart, Miles Murphy, a first-round pick they have on the edge, T.J. Slayton, B.J. Hill, Trey Hendrickson. So you got one legit defensive lineman, I'd say. A couple of solid guys, but no one great there outside of Trey Hendrickson. Your linebackers, Demetrius Knight, Logan Wilson, Oren Burks. Logan Wilson is really, really good, but not great on the second level. D.J. Turner, Cam Taylor-Britton, Dax Hill are your starting corners. They've been trying to run Cam Taylor-Britt out of town, I think. Some of these other guys have struggled. And Jordan Battle and Geno Stoney are safeties. I don't think it gets much better, even though that they've brought in a new defensive coordinator. I don't think it gets much better. I just don't. I don't think they have the dudes for it. I think they've got a really, really good offense, but they have next to no defense. So because of that, unless they were to make some moves at the deadline, if they have a good record, I just don't see them being a legit contender. You look in the AFC South. The Texans, they're an interesting one. I still don't know that they're at that point yet, but their defense can be nasty. C.J. Stroud, if he takes that next step.
You think we'll see him have a big rebound this year or not?
I think so. I mean, they still won a playoff game last year. Yeah. So, you know, I think that you'll see him play better than he did last season. I think they've, you know, figured some things out, but there's still questions about that O-line. And then, obviously, the AFC West, you can probably take three teams out of this division. The Chiefs, I don't think we need to spend much time on. Of course, they're a Super Bowl contender. They're in the Super Bowl every year, seems like. Raiders are not. But the Chargers and Broncos, I think the Chargers could surprise some people. I don't think a lot of people are talking about them. They're going to run the football. They're going to do things Jim Harbaugh's way. But I think they've been better in terms of taking some of the stuff off of Justin Herbert's plate. I think they're going to have a better defense. Now, losing Rashawn Slater is massive because they were going to go in with maybe the best tackle duo in the league with Slater and Alt. Now you don't have that, and now you might have a bit of an issue at your right tackle spot where before you were going to have Alt over there, you move him over to left tackle, now you got to start Trey Pipkins. Not great, but I think they could surprise some people, but I still don't. They have to show me that they can win in big moments before I'm going to believe in them. Broncos, I just don't fully buy that Bo Nix is going to be able to beat the other top quarterbacks in the AFC yet. Like, if Denver has to go on the road or not even go on the road, even if they were hosting, say, Cincinnati if they were to get in, or if they had to get through Baltimore, or if they had to get through Buffalo or Kansas City, I just don't see that happening in January. I think they're a good football team. I think they'll get in. I think their defense is good, and I actually like what Bo Nix is able to do. And maybe down the line they can get to that point, but I just don't see it right away. So, to me, in the AFC, there's three. Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. So, eight overall for me. Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Lions, Rams in the NFC. Three in the AFC. Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. We'll ask Ryan Horvath about that next and get his thoughts on some win totals. Also, that you can take a look at. Maybe we'll get some props on some of the Commanders as well. Ryan Horvath from BetMGM Tonight comes up next here on the Sports Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer sitting in for the guys on Labor Day. Talking about the NFL, and it's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our guest from BetMGM Tonight, Ryan Horvath. Horvy, what's going on, dude? How you doing?
Toby, doing really good, man. Trying to recover from a long weekend of college football. Two more games that we had yesterday. Notre Dame, unfortunately, goes down to Miami, which I saw coming. And then one more game today, man. We get to figure out just how good North Carolina could be season one with Chapel Bill. And if his 25-year-old girlfriend or whatever she is has been a distraction, or maybe you can turn that program around. We'll figure out tonight. But I like TCU in the game, not going to lie. You're giving me Sonny Dykes against Bill Belichick week one. I kind of like TCU. But it's been a great weekend of football, man. Really looking forward to next week once we get the NFL.
Who impressed you in college football this weekend? Was there anybody that was a little bit of a surprise, or did kind of go as expected, maybe aside from what Ohio State and Texas kind of look like?
Yeah, there were some bad surprises, right? Some bad quarterback play. I thought that Arch Manning obviously, you know, was a disaster. Wasn't very accurate. Wasn't seeing the field very well, but it was only his first road start of his career, we have to remember, and he was going against the number two defense in the country. I know they lose Jim Knowles, and I know Matt Patricia was a little bit of a goofball at the national football level, but collegiately, I think he's actually going to do a really good job. So bad disappointments or bad surprises, I would say Arch Manning, and I would say Cade Klubnik for Clemson as well. I think there's a good chance that he could be a top five quarterback or a top five pick. He didn't play all that well. For me, it was LSU. I liked them a lot this year. I bet them over 8.5 wins. Everybody was giving me a hard time because everybody's out on Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly's a good coach. I don't know if he's a great coach, but if he doesn't win 9 games this year, man, they're going to run him out of town. They might actually use the buyout. So I like LSU. That was a big win for them. And then the game that I talked about, man, last night, I was pleasantly surprised actually with Miami. Unfortunately, it came at the expense of my team, Notre Dame, but I think they're going to be better on the defensive side of the ball. They bring in the defensive coordinator from Minnesota last year, Corey Heatherman. Minnesota last year had a top 15 defense. So if Miami could get the defensive side of the ball figured out, man, they've been really good on the offensive side of the ball the last couple of years. And now, you know, Carson Beck has a really solid offensive line. He's got some really good weapons. So I like Miami and I like LSU. Those two teams really surprised me this weekend.
Well, if you have any depression setting in from last night, at least you can be thankful you have Micah Parsons on your football team now, a Horvath Packers fan. What are your thoughts for them this year? Do you think they're now like the a legit NFC contender to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think they are now, man, because right, like the concern coming into the season was going to be the defensive side of the ball. I had some worries about the secondary because Jaire Alexander was their best cover corner for the last couple of years, and now he's in Baltimore. But the move makes sense, or letting him walk makes sense. He hasn't really been the same player since his shoulder injury. He's still really good, but they didn't really replace him with anybody. They brought in Nate Hobbs this offseason, who I like, but he's more of a nickel. You know, he's not really a shutdown number one corner. So if you can't go out and trade for a lockdown corner, and there were none available, if you don't get one in the draft, and I didn't really love this year's crop of corners, then you go out and you trade for the best edge rusher. You know, what helps the secondary is a quarterback not having any time in the pocket. So I like this move for Green Bay a lot. Rashawn Gary, they're paying him a ton of money, and he's been good, especially against the run, but he sees a bunch of double teams, and he's chipped all the time. So now you're not going to be able to double team him, and unless you want to let Micah Parsons run free. And if you do, you got Lucas Van Ness on the other side, and it's a big prove-it year for him. So I feel a lot better about the defensive side of the ball. And then for them to succeed, win double-digit games, get back to the playoffs, maybe make a run to a Super Bowl, it comes down to is Jordan Love the guy, right? There's no more excuses now is what I like about Green Bay going all in finally, as your Super Bowl window is now the next 2 to 3 years because you made Jordan Love, at the time, the highest-paid quarterback in the league. And there's been some flashes. 2 years ago, his first year as a starter, he goes into Dallas. Nobody beat the Cowboys all year long, beats the Cowboys. That's what makes this trade so crazy, right? Is it's not like Jerry Jones traded away the best pass rusher in the league to the AFC where you don't have to see him. He traded him to a team that he's going to see in a couple of weeks, a team that's beat him in the playoffs how many different times with Aaron Rodgers and then even with Jordan Love. It just didn't really make a whole lot of sense, man. But for the Packers, it's great. They just have to keep Jordan Love up and healthy, and he's got to limit the turnovers in the big games. You know, because after that win against the Cowboys the following week, he had two brutal interceptions against San Francisco in the second half. And then last year against the Eagles, I know he was hurt, but a couple of really bad interceptions in that game as well. So they got to figure out who wide receiver number one is. Maybe it's Matthew Golden. They use a first-round pick on a wide receiver for the first time in 30 years. Maybe it's still like Romeo Doubs, but I think they could be real contenders. If Jordan loves that guy, if he could stay healthy, because the defense should be better. No more excuses. I like the coordinator they hired a couple years ago, Jeff Hafley, and now you have Micah Parsons in the prime of his career. But I will say this, man. I wouldn't bet him right now to win the NFC North at plus 170 because you could have bet him last week plus 260. I would look for value maybe on the Vikings. I don't really think they skip a beat now with J.J. McCarthy because Kevin O'Connell is the best coach in the league. Or maybe a team like Chicago, who I think is on the come up.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, talking with Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight. I think the NFC North might be the most intriguing division in football in terms of just storylines for each team. I think it'll be interesting. You didn't mention the Lions there. What do you make of them losing Ben Johnson? Do you think they are just fine and maybe not 15 wins good, but you think they're just rolling along and kind of back to what we expect for the Lions again?
My hot take was that they missed the playoffs, but I feel like that's becoming everybody's hot take, so it's not that hot of a take. Yeah, man, I got some worries about the Lions, right? So you brought up the coordinators. Losing Ben Johnson, I think, is going to be a bad thing for Jared Goff. Let's not forget, 4 years ago, Jared Goff was benched for a man named John Wolford. We thought his career was over. And now he's had three straight seasons where he's thrown for over 4,000 yards, and he's a top 10 fantasy quarterback. Did anybody watch the playoff loss against the Commanders? This is my thing with Detroit, right? So last year you win 15 games. You get home field advantage. You don't have to go outdoors into Philadelphia, you know, because Goff really struggles in outdoor games. That's my other issue with Detroit this year. More outdoor games, 8 or 9 outdoor games for Goff. Everything's not in warm weather and in a dome. And you win 15 games, though, Toby. They get you guys, the Commanders. Great season, but Jaden is a rookie. You know, a rookie playing in the NFC Championship game last year. But in the divisional round, or whenever Detroit loses, they have home field advantage, and they still couldn't beat a rookie quarterback with one of their best team ever. So I just feel like if you couldn't get the job done last year, it's never going to happen. And that's my worry about them, is the defensive side of the ball. Last year, when Aiden Hutchinson went down with that broken leg, he led the league in pressures. He had 6.5 sacks. He was the favorite to win defensive player of the year. And still, they were almost like the worst team in the league at rushing the quarterback. I know he's back, but he's coming back from a broken leg. On the opposite end, or edge, you have Marcus Davenport. I don't remember the last time he's played 10 games in a season. I know the secondary is better, but I have some serious concerns about the defensive side of the ball. It's hard to be a real Super Bowl contender, man, when you have to win in shootout fashion. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, Mahomes wins every year because he has Andy Reid. He's got Steve Spagnuolo and a top 10 defense. You know, last year, Philadelphia, yes, they have A.J. Brown. Going out and getting Saquon was huge. But they won that Super Bowl because Mahomes was pressured on 80% of his dropbacks. They were chasing him down the entire game. The team that wins always has the best offensive line. You have to protect the quarterback. You have to be able to run the block. And they have the best defensive line. You have to get after the quarterback. Right? Tampa Bay a couple of years ago when they beat Mahomes. Yeah, they had Brady and a bunch of offensive weapons, but they beat Mahomes in that Super Bowl because he was pressured on 85% of his dropbacks. So that's my issue with Detroit. They're going to have to win in shootout fashion again this year. You lose your defensive coordinator in Aaron Glenn, and I think Goff takes a step back. More outdoor games, no Ben Johnson. I don't know how good Dan Campbell is. I know everybody loves him because he likes to bite kneecaps and he drinks a bunch of coffee and he's got a cool thing all the time. And that rah-rah stuff, man, that works when you're winning 14, 15 games. But when you start 1-3, maybe 2-3, get off to a slow start, guys in the locker room don't want to hear that stuff. They're making so much money, man, so I'm out on Detroit. I'm in on Green Bay, I'm in on Minnesota, and I'm in on Chicago. I think there's a good chance three teams make the playoffs in the North, and I don't think the Lions are one of them, as crazy as that sounds.
Talking with Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight. Wouldn't be doing my job correctly if I didn't ask you about Aaron Rodgers. What do you make of the Steelers with A-Rod?
So I think they're going to be good. Everybody else that we have on thinks they're going to be a disaster. I think they're just a bunch of Aaron Rodgers haters. I get it. You know, off the field, the guy's a complete weirdo. But on the field, if you go back and you watch the last 6 games of last season, he can still make the throws. You know, he misses on some of the throws, but he's good enough to win you 11, 12 games and make you a contender if you could protect him. You know, the Jets' offensive line and pass protection was a damn mess. So it comes down to, can they block for him? Can they get the ground game going? Because the Steelers' offensive line, run blocking was an issue last year, right? And then in the preseason, and it didn't look much better. So as long as they can protect the man, I think they got a shot. I really do, just because Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Every year he's guaranteed to win 9-10 games. And now he has Aaron Rodgers. And I know it's Rodgers at 41 years old, but Aaron Rodgers at 51 years old is an upgrade over Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges, the corpse of Ben Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Like, listen to these quarterbacks. This is like the boulevard of broken dreams, man. And you always know they're going to have a top 10 defense as long as TJ Watt can stay healthy. He just got paid, so he should be happy. I kind of like the Steelers. What's working against them, man? That division. Baltimore on paper is the best team in the league. Cincinnati, they finally paid Trey Hendrickson, thank God. If they could just get stops, they could be a Super Bowl contender. That's the best offense in the league. The problem is, you know, the defense, it looks like a high school defense every single week. The Browns are going to be a disaster. I think they're going to be the worst team in the league. That quarterback room is a joke. I can't believe that we spent, as you know, media members, we spent so much time on that, on the Shedeur Sanders stuff. Like, he's no good. Dylan Gabriel's no good. Joe Flacco's 55 years old. I think they win two games at most. So the Steelers, man, should be good, but it comes down to, you know, can they keep Rodgers healthy? Because if he goes down, they're screwed.
Lastly, talking with Brian Horvath from BetMGM tonight, what are some bets you like for maybe some win totals or season props? What are some things you like going into the year?
You know, there's a lot that I like, actually. So I like the Arizona Cardinals to make the playoffs. You could get that plus 150. I like them over 8.5 wins. I think they win 9 games. I like Jonathan Gannon as a coach. He's a defensive-minded head coach, took the Eagles as a defensive coordinator to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and he just really hasn't had the horses on the defensive side of the ball. I really like their draft. I know he's hurt already, but they get Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss in the first round. Last year, against the run, they were outside the top 20. They steal Will Johnson in the second round, the corner out of Michigan. I think he's going to be good, man. I know there were some injury concerns, but I think that's more long-term rather than short-term. And I like Kyler. I know there's the he plays Call of Duty too much stuff. For me, he just has to stay healthy, man. But it's year two now for Marvin Harrison. Trey McBride's the best tight end in the league. We always expect James Conner just to, like, age, but he doesn't. He's still a top 15 fantasy running back. So I like Arizona, even though that's a tough division to make the playoffs. And I like Jacksonville over 7.5 wins. I'm trying to find these buy low teams.
Yeah.
I like Liam Cohen, man. 2 years ago at Kentucky, he convinced everybody that Will Levis could be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Last year, Baker Mayfield threw for over 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. If he can't get Trevor Lawrence to throw at least 24 and get the Jags to 8 wins, Trevor Lawrence just ain't that guy, man. They go out, they give up way too much for Travis Hunter. But I like Travis Hunter, the player. I don't know what he is at the next level, but I think he's going to catch a ton of screens. They get your guy, Deami Brown, who I like in that offense. I'm glad you guys didn't pay him, but I'm glad that, you know, he's got a spot there. And then Brian Thomas Jr. is going to have double-digit touchdowns again. It just comes down to can they fix the defensive side of the ball. Last year they went from playing primarily zone to man, and they lost their best cover corner. He got hurt right away. If he can stay healthy, I think the Jags can win that division. I definitely think they go over 7.5 wins. So I like Jacksonville and Arizona. And then a lot of people are going to talk themselves out of you guys this year. I like the Commanders. If Jaden stays healthy, the Commanders are a 10-win team, right? It's like Aaron Rodgers for years in Green Bay. Do I worry about the defense? Yes. Do I worry that Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner and some of these guys are 65 years old? Yes. You know, Deebo Samuel, I still think he could have a solid season. I think he's going to have a really good year, but he's got a lot of miles, man, the way that Kyle Shanahan used him as the wide back for the last couple of years. But if Jaden's healthy, 9-10 wins, spot in the playoffs every single year. You lose Jaden, you know, it's going to be like Green Bay a couple of years ago when they had to play like Scott Tolzien and Brett Hundley and a bunch of jabronis. You're probably screwed, but I think Jaden equals 9-10 games. And what helps the Commanders is what we talked about. Jerry Jones is senile. Mm-hmm. I know we all watched that documentary. I mean, he's an interesting dude, but this makes no sense, man. Right? Like, if you're one goal, if you just want to see one more Super Bowl before it's all said and done, why would you trade away the best pass rusher in the league in the prime of his career? I think the Eagles could take a step back. You know, they lost a lot on the defensive line. They're still going to be really good, but they just made a run and won the Super Bowl. Hard to do that 2 years in a row, obviously. And the Giants, I actually think the Giants are going to surprise some people. Everybody that we talk to, man, is like, oh, they're going to have the worst record in the league. Russ could still play the position. Jackson Dart's look pretty good. Whatever they do at the quarterback position, I think will be fine. That defense is what scares me. The Giants' defense could be top five in the league. That pass rush could be lethal, man. So I'm not saying they're going to win 10 games, but they're not going to be as bad as people think. So but going back to the bets, Cardinals and Jags for me. And then my Super Bowl pick is the Niners, man. I think they win 12 games.
Really?
I think they're back. Yeah, people are worried about the defense. I think Robert Saleh will get the most from the defense. And you still have Nick Bosa, and you have Fred Warner. And last year, Brock Purdy missed 2 games and still almost threw for 4,000 yards. I think Ricky Pearsall is going to have a solid season. You know, last year, a really unfortunate situation. He gets shot before the year as a rookie. Now he's healthy. You have Juwan Jennings. Eventually, you'll get Brandon Ayuk back. And my favorite prop bet is Christian McCaffrey over 7.5 touchdowns. He's going to stay healthy this year. I mean, it's hard to say that. I think he's going to stay healthy this year. You know, 2 years ago, man, he had 7 touchdowns. He had 8 touchdowns before we got to week 7.
Yeah.
They're going to run him into the ground. So, yeah, I like the Niners this year a lot.
Well, Horvey, appreciate the time, man. Plenty of great bets. Make sure you check out BetMGM tonight. I'm sure we'll talk plenty more this football season.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Enjoy the day.
That's Ryan Horvath joined us from BetMGM tonight on the Rude Guest Hotline. Plenty more football talk to come. We'll get back into the Commanders coming up at 9 o'clock. You're listening to the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thanks to Ryan Horvath for joining us in the last segment. Appreciate him hopping on here on Labor Day. Toby Altizer sitting in for the Junkies here on 106.7 The Fan. And the Team 980. We'll get back into the Commanders coming up at 9 o'clock. Right now, they'll want to go look through the divisions and pick division winners all throughout the NFL. So we'll start in the NFC. This is going to be a little bit homerish. We'll start in the NFC East, but Chris and I were talking about it earlier. Eagles won last year. If we learned anything from the trend, Eagles aren't going to win this year. That means it's either the Commanders or the Cowboys. I'm going to take the Commanders. I'm going to take the Commanders to win the NFC East. I think that maybe Philadelphia comes down to 10, 11 wins. I think Washington can get 11 wins. I think it'll be a little bit lofty for them to get back to 12, but I think they can get to 11, and it's one game, so maybe they do but get back to 12. But regardless, I'll take Washington to win the NFC East, even though it's a little bit homerish. NFC North, give me the Green Bay Packers. I was taking the Packers before they traded for Micah Parsons. Now that they have Micah Parsons, give me Green Bay even more to win the NFC North. NFC South, I think this one's pretty easy. That's Tampa. That's their division. It's been their division for quite some time. It'll continue to be their division. I don't know if the Falcons are going to be able to even push them, honestly. It'll be interesting to see how Michael Penix does. I believe in him. You know, I saw some really great flashes in the second half of that game at Sunday Night Football at Northwest Stadium. Some of the throws he made when they needed it were really, really impressive, but I'm still going to take the Buccaneers in the NFC South. In the NFC West, see, this is interesting because Horvey says that he's in on the Niners. I am not in on the Niners. And I don't know what to make of the Rams because I don't know if I fully believe that Matthew Stafford's going to be healthy all year, but I'm going to bank on that. So give me the Rams to win the NFC West. It's tough, though, because when you got a back injury like that that basically kept you out of training camp, he might be healthy to start the year, but who's to say he doesn't get hit one time and it messes it up and he's out? I don't know, but I don't believe in the Niners. Cardinals are interesting. You heard what Horvey kind of laid out there. Maybe they could bounce back a little bit. I don't believe in the Seahawks with Sam Darnold. I think their defense is going to be better with Mike McDonald as he's, you know, now had a year to kind of implement things, but I still don't fully believe in them. So give me the Rams because I think that the Rams are a really, really good football team if Matthew Stafford can stay on the football field. So there you go. NFC East, Commanders, NFC North, Packers, NFC South, Buccaneers, NFC West, Rams. AFC, I don't need to spend much time on the AFC East. I think the Buffalo Bills could sleepwalk to winning this division, and they're going to do it again this year. AFC North is interesting. I think it's Baltimore. You know, they're probably the best team in the league, but because that division is so tough and we know the style of football that is played in that division, could you see some attrition? And it's always tough to win games even against the bad teams in the AFC North, even when it's Ravens-Browns. It's not just an easy chalk it up for the Ravens. So I think the Ravens will win it, but I think that Pittsburgh is going to be a little more frisky than people are giving them credit for. I just can't buy Cincinnati until they can get a stop defensively. It's almost like how Jaden was at LSU, where they'd score a touchdown, and then they just knew that they were going to have to score another one and another one and another one and another one because they knew that their defense was never going to get a stop. It's like you watch the highlights from Jaden in his final year, his Heisman year at LSU, and you'd see every time that he'd score a touchdown, they get the ball back, and there was another touchdown on the board for the other team. They just did not get any stops. So I can't believe in them, but I'll go with the Ravens in the North. AFC South, this one's easy too. Texans, they're going to win the AFC South. I don't think there's any question about that. Maybe the Jags have a better year, but even if the Jags do have a better year, win 9-10 games, I think Houston's still better than that. And the AFC West is interesting because is there a world where Kansas City is a wild card team because either Denver or the Chargers has a better year overall? I think that there could be. I'm still going to take the Chiefs here. It's kind of chalky in the AFC, kind of why I spent more time on the NFC side. But yeah, I think it's the Chiefs in the West. They'll probably win 11, 12 games again. They'll do the Chiefs thing, and they're not going to be impressive wins, but they're going to find a way to win football games late. They'll win that division, get in, and we'll see what happens once we get to January. Chances are Chiefs will be in the Super Bowl again because it's seemingly where they always go, right? It's seemingly how they always do it. But I'll take the Chiefs in the West. I'll take the Texans in the South. Give me the Ravens in the North and the Bills in the East. About as chalk as it comes in the AFC. We'll get back into the Commanders next. Also hear from Jalen Lane. We'll play that interview for I had a chance to catch up with him at the end of last week ahead of the Hokies opener. Talk to a little bit about Virginia Tech. Also talk to him about getting set for the season. You'll hear from Commanders rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.